Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio this morning to talk about DDF. We're going to talk about DDF first, then we're going to move to basketball, and then we're going to talk about the Edgecombe Invitational, which is coming up. But Kaya Pike and Sammy Sexton are here. And I was at the airport when you all came home from Ketchikan, and I guess things went pretty well for the Sitka High DDF team this weekend.
Yeah.
Step right up, Kaya.
Yeah, things went pretty well. We have yet to lose a debate tournament. Every meet that we've been to thus far, one or the other of the Sitka debate teams has won the final debate, so that went well. We did really well in drama as well.
And when you say we, you literally mean we. You and Zephyr Ferriok are basically top dogs.
Yes.
in debate in Southeast.
Astonishingly enough.
Yes. And what was the resolution at this tournament?
The resolution was, in the U.S., current income disparities threaten the American dream.
Okay. And I guess a lot of that debate, you just have to decide what is the American dream.
Yes. We spent a lot of time defining that in the final debate and in the debates we had previously.
What did you and Zephyr sort of regard it as? What was the position you sort of took as the American dream?
Well, we went back to the original definition from James Truslow Adams that he coined in 1931, which involved essentially, the American dream is the opportunity to advance yourself and achieve whatever you believe you should be able to achieve, regardless of your birthright. But we had to twist that definition different ways depending on which side we were debating. And when we were on the affirmative, it was more of, yes, these opportunities are present, but they require more money. And when we were on the negative, it was opportunities are present, but people aren't taking advantage of them.
Okay. I notice you're using the word opportunities a lot. I think
yes,
that's probably key. When people say American dream, you know, you sometimes think white picket fence and single family home. But
yeah.
But it is interesting that the original definition had to do with opportunity. Mm-hmm. So sounds like it was an interesting debate. And Kai, you also did well in some of the performance events. It looks like you and Jesse Bartels came in third in a duo.
Yes, we did.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
On that. I wanted to talk to Sammy Sexton just a moment about some of her performances. Sammy, you and Emily Pratt took first in duet.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
What was the piece?
Well, the piece is called A Whole House Full of Babies, and it's essentially just two girls that are best friends, and one of them just was going through a hard time, and she just gave up a baby, and her friend's trying to reassure her that it's going to be all okay.
And it's not necessarily girls. It's young women, right? It's adults.
Yeah.
And it's an adult situation, and I guess it really resonated well with the judges.
Yeah, I guess it's really heartfelt, so a lot of judges just caught that.
Okay. And you came in second in dramatic interpretation of literature?
Yeah, that piece was really awesome. It was really fun to do that.
What was that one called?
It was called Let It Go, and it's just this piece about this girl that was asked to come speak about the soldiers coming home from the war in front of a giant audience, and she always keeps mentioning her brother and how he was a really great guy, and then everybody's like, oh, he's coming home. That's really awesome. And then at the end, she tells everyone that he actually died, and it's a really sad piece, but it's really good.
And that's when the tissues come out.
Yeah.
It looks like there was just across-the-board success for Sitka High DDF. Zephyr Ferriok, your debate partner, Kaya, looks like he took first in Extemp, and then just some other good performances. Alaire Huey took first in extemporaneous commentary. And Celia Lubin, the freshman, came in second with humorous interp.
Yes.
So another freshman coming on?
Yes, indeed. She's actually, I guess, following in my footsteps. I also did very well with humorous interpretation as a freshman last year. So a little nervous.
Okay. Well, it's
she's
a good
creep up.
It's a good way to get into it. And then Alaire Huey and Sam came in, took first with their, they've got a pretty good duo. they hope to take all the way to state. And you guys are sort of looking at state. Sammy, it's going to be Haynes, then state,
yeah.
Right? But this Friday, it's not exactly a DDF tourney, but it's going to be a hectic weekend for DDF on Friday, right? Your big fundraiser.
Oh, yes.
How many pizzas will you make?
Oh, hopefully more than last year.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the annual DDF pizza sale this Friday. And Sammy and I were talking before we went on the air. If somebody wants to get in on this, the best thing to do is just get a hold of one of the DDF students, and they will call you. They got a form to fill out, right? And they get your address and directions to your house, and also what time you want the pizza delivered. So it's not like calling the pizza place and ordering a pizza. You have to sort of have the form filled out in advance. And we were also thinking that if you still want a student to get a hold of you, call Miss Ask at 966-1911. But anyway, thanks for coming in, Sammy and Kaya Pike. Sammy Sexton's a junior. And Kaya, what grade are you in?
I am a sophomore.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Okay. Thank you.
We're going to talk for a couple minutes with some Sitka High Lady Wolves basketball players, Hunter Huddleston and Kelsey Kubik. And you guys played Haynes this weekend. You were up in Haynes?
Yeah.
How was it up there?
It was cold for the most part. It was good, though. We had a lot of fun.
But it wasn't cold inside the gym. You guys were keeping things pretty warm. I guess you took two games off of Haynes.
Yeah.
And how did it go?
The first night, we were really excited to play, and we beat them by, it was 63-30 first night, which we did really good defense, and mm-hmm. offense ran through our plays.
Yeah, and then coming up the second night, we kind of thought it would take it easier on, like, it'd be easy for us to beat them from what the scores were from the other night. So we kind of looked past them more. But we came out with a strong win. Like, we played really hard. We played together that game. So it was a good game.
Yeah, you guys are both seniors. So you've been playing Haynes now for all 4 years of high school, I imagine. And they can be a tough conference opponent. Were you anxious about going into this game? I mean, this is the first time, your first conference game. Was it a good test for the Lady Wolves?
I think for the most part it was a good game. Like, it was a good test for us. But as a team, we do really well. We have all, like, it's not just one player that does well. It's the whole team. We're kind of like wolf pack. Whole thing.
Yeah. How's your combination of size and speed this year? Sitka High has been known for having kind of a big inside game. Is that still the case this year?
Pretty much.
Yeah, we have a pretty big inside. We have Megan Reed, she does inside, and Sarai 80, and she does inside, and so does Issa Rommel. And then we have a pretty good all-around wing and point guard area. So.
Okay. Where are you going to be playing this weekend?
Against Petersburg, Friday and Saturday.
Night. Friday and Saturday. Are the boys going to be playing as well this weekend?
They leave, I think, either tomorrow or Thursday for Petersburg.
Okay, so Sitka High Lady Wolves basketball action this Friday and Saturday at here in Sitka. Is there going to be JV games as well?
There should be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there will be JV games for us.
Okay, but the conference schedule is well underway. These games count, and
yeah.
Petersburg is probably going to be tough.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll just all see how the games go this weekend.
All right. Hunter Huddleston and Kelsey Kubik are seniors on the Sitka High Lady Wolves basketball team. Congratulations on the win in Haynes, and good luck against Petersburg this weekend.
Thank you.
We're going to turn now to Andrew Frisky, who is the athletic director over at Mount Edgecombe. And Andrew sort of been dozing in the corner of the studio this morning. This is the only rest you're going to be getting for like the next 4 days.
Yeah, that's right. We have our big Mount Edgecombe Invitational coming up starting tomorrow evening.
I can't believe this thing has been going on 6 years now. I mean, this was kind of a wild hair of yours wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think there was a void to fill. You know, we used to have this great, you know, the Sitka Legion and Alaska Airlines tournament, you know, and when that went away, there wasn't any basketball here for a couple of years. And so I figured might as well keep it going. You know, Sitka loves basketball, and I think it's a great opportunity for folks to come in and watch some great adult basketball games.
And it just seems like it's grown. Am I reading this right? 17 teams going to be playing?
Yeah, there's 17 teams, men's, women's, and masters. Plus, Thunder Mountain boys are coming down to open up our first home games of the year as well. We're going to showcase those Friday and Saturday night at the gym.
Okay, so what does the tournament look like? What kind of divisions do you have, and where are the teams going to be coming from?
Yeah, well, we have teams. We have three divisions, a men's open, which is you can bring whoever you want, and we have guys coming up from Arizona, California, Washington, down from Anchorage, and then, of course, all of our southeast communities. There's at least one representative probably from almost every community, and so there people are putting their best teams together, and so that's the highest caliber of basketball Sitka is going to see all year. And then you have the men's masters, which is you have to be 38 or older. And there's a lot of 45-year-olds complain about that because they want me to bump it up even higher, but we'll leave it at 38 for now. And then we have a women's team, and we have a really good women's team coming down from Anchorage, which have actually a lot of alumni from Mount Edgecombe playing on it that played mm-hmm. in the past, and then a few Juno folks are playing with some Sitka teams here. So we have great representation from across the state at this tournament this week.
It starts 6:00 tomorrow evening at the BJ McGillis Gym. The Tlingit Rain versus Angoon is going to be the opening game. And I was looking at this tournament rundown, and I was just kind of wondering, is the Edgecombe Invitational sort of bookending the basketball season now with gold medal? We've got this is sort of almost a season opener in a way.
It is, and I think that's what folks planned, you know, 30 years ago when they started the Legion. You know, it's a great way to come off the Christmas break to kind of jumpstart the adult basketball tournament, especially when we're in the heart of winter, you know, and it's a good excuse to get into somewhere warm and watch some great action. And it is, I think it is a great jumpstart to the season and going up to the gold medal, which is the finale of adult tournaments. So
right. So there are going to be about 30 games in all between Wednesday mm-hmm. when the tournament opens and Saturday evening when it closes. Right. That's including the high school games, Edgecombe Braves opening their season. And you're selling tickets for $30 package?
Yeah, for the adult tournament pass, it's $30, so it's a bucket game, which you can't beat. And then a family pass, we really encourage, you know, families to come. It's $50, and that includes all your kids. And you know, that's probably your best deal. Seniors are $20, and then students are, I believe, I can't remember if I said 10 or 20 bucks
10?
On that.
Yeah.
And then if 10 years and under are free. And we'll have our concession stands going full speed, and you know, and it's a fundraiser. What it comes down to, it's a fundraiser for our boys and girls basketball teams. And so all those girls and boys are running the tournament once it starts. They're helping keep score. They're running the concessions. They're cleaning the bathrooms. They're cleaning all the trash up. And so they're earning their money, too. So it's real exciting. We also want to showcase our gym. We just got brand new lighting in our gymnasium this over break. And new backboards and rims. The new floors redone. It's in top-notch shape right now. We're excited to showcase it.
All right, showcase the facility and some of the most exciting adult basketball to be had in the region. And you're not just going to be rooting for Haynes. You're actually going to be out on the court with Carl Blackhurst, girls' coach.
We still bleed a little green, you know. So we've been playing with Haynes since we were 14 years old, so we can't turn our backs on them yet. So.
All right. Well, take care. Speaking of the back, take care of the back.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're a work in progress. So.
All right. Go easy out there. The sixth annual Edgecombe Invitational Basketball Tournament starts tomorrow evening at 6:00 at the BJ McGillis Gym. Games basically all Wednesday evening, starting again at 3:00 Thursday afternoon, and then Friday beginning at 10:30 a.m. and Saturday at 10:30 a.m. with the Open Championship, Men's Open Championship at 8:00 on Saturday. Andrew, thanks a lot for coming in and talking about it.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Andrew Frisky is athletic director at Mount Edgecombe, and have one more thing?
Oh, yeah, just with our boys and girls basketball teams this weekend. Our girls split with Petersburg down in Petersburg, and then our boys played at the Thunder Mountain basketball tournament this year, and they beat Thunder Mountain. It was a close one, and then they lost to a really tough Palmer team and lost to West Valley from Fairbanks, which it was a really close game. So I just wanted to give everybody a heads up on our boys and girls basketball teams as well.
All right. The 3A conference season just getting warmed up, and I'm sure the Edgecombe teams are going to be a factor, as they have been in the past.
It's going to be a good season for 3A basketball this year. Sitka definitely is on the top right now, but there's going to be teams improving throughout, and it's going to be a dogfight.
All right. Every Tuesday morning, we talk about high school activities and sports here at Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.